You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, if you need a defensive monster in the middle of your defensive line, I would be on bended knee. Whatever religion, you know, if you're Catholic or go to the church, if you're Jewish, go to the temple, whatever, this is a guy that you want. Quinnen Williams is an absolute beast, formerly of Alabama, and just a great talent. Tape don't lie, and this is going to be a great draft in terms of those big horses up front. And Quinnen is with us now on Tiki and Tierney. Tiki is out, but our good buddy Jerry Ferrara is sitting in here. Quinnen, how you doing, buddy? What's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And listen, that's not false hype. Anybody who's watched you play realizes what you bring to the table. And I said before, tape don't lie. But, you know, the one thing I'm curious about, because we all try to dissect, like, all the great defensive line prospects, and there's a few of them. Josh Allen from Kentucky comes to mind, et cetera. What does Quinnen Williams do differently than those guys? Why are you better? How do you distinguish yourself from them?
I think that all those guys are great guys. And, man, they got athletic ability out of this world and talent out of this world. And I'm just blessed to be a part of it. My name thrown in with them guys. But I feel like the way it separates me from the rest of the guys in the class this year is my IQ level of football, the way I dissect football, the way I watch film, the different things I learn, like, from game to game, mm-hmm. on how can I beat and defeat an opponent. I feel like that's one of the huge characteristics that I have that separates me from the rest of the guys in the draft. Because everybody big, strong, fast, athletic, and everybody great. But you got to find those little things that you can do better than somebody else's. And I feel like watching film and learning technique, I do better than everybody.
Oh, boy. I mean, if I'm a GM rolling around and they listen to the show here, I would hear that and say, IQ, passion for the game, that's good stuff. Quinnen Williams is with us here because the other stuff shows up on tape. Anybody can, you know, can see that you're a beast. The one thing I'm always curious about, because there's not many, you know, interior guys that can do it all. And you could get to the quarterback, you can make tackles behind a lot of scrimmage, you're amazing against the run. What comes more naturally, stopping the run or finding the crevice and hit the quarterback? What is easier for you, if that's the right word to use?
I think pad rushing comes very naturally, but because I had to, when I played defensive end coming into Alabama, so pad rushing was my thing in high school. Pad rushing was my thing. I just like the art of pad rushing and getting sacks. So I had to really learn how to run stop at the University of Alabama. They taught me well, very well, and the guys in front of me like Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne set great examples on helping me learn how to stop the run. And it just became a very great run stopper now, so I just took that pad rushing fanatic that I am and mixed it with the run stopping abilities that I learned and stuff and just became an all-around, every-down defensive tackle.
Quinnen, it's something I've always been fascinated with. You got about a month, maybe 5 weeks to go before the draft. Obviously, it's an exciting time. I'm excited for you. You know, what are you doing for the next 5 weeks? Is this something, are you thinking about the draft nonstop? Or are you actually just trying to relax a little more? Like, what's your kind of everyday life now, just getting ready? You got 5 weeks to go before that big moment. You know, how do you see yourself spending the next 5 weeks before that moment's going to happen?
I really just been working out a lot, just keeping my head focused, not looking at the fame, not looking at all the money and stuff like that, different things. Just enjoying the process I am now, meeting great people, connecting with great guys who can benefit my future and help my future in the NFL and make my NFL life way better and longer. Just like I take advice from the old Alabama guys who've been playing the football, been playing the NFL for a long time, and the different things that they tell me, I go do right now. So like a guy like who's been playing in the NFL for 5 years, he telling me something he learned in his fourth year or fifth year, I can go do like before I even get drafted or in my first year getting drafted. So taking a lot of advice from guys who are already successful and who already have their plan in order helps me out very well. So I really been make sure I work out every day, train every day, and get ready for mini camp or for whatever team I go to, and just stay focused on the bigger goal.
Do you got the suit or the tux all picked out? How far? I always wondered how far in advance. Does a first round player like you, how long in advance do you have that outfit picked out?
Man, actually, I haven't even thought about my outfit or suit, brother. I've just been so busy and focused on the things I got in order to plan. But I think when it comes down to it, I look at everything, look at the suits and stuff like that, I can pick out a nice suit.
Boy, if I'm you, I'm wearing a white suit. There's something about like when LeBron wore the white suit. It kind of looks bad now, but there's something badass about, especially a big monster, you know, rocking this white suit. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna wear that, but a little recommendation for you. We're talking to Quinnen Williams with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, the great thing about Alabama is that the coverage you guys receive and the intense expectations, you're covered like an NFL team. So by the time you get to the league, and you referenced some of you guys before, Landon Collins, another one. I mean, they're all over the league. Landon just got like $80 million, $90, whatever it was from the Redskins. It doesn't seem like the transition, the jump is out of the ordinary. And I would imagine that's a great asset for Alabama players, that when you get to the NFL, it's not overwhelming. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I just did that a lot. Because like I got a lot of guys who've been in the NFL who I played with and went with, but and listening from their advice and their opinions and things like that, it's not that big of a difference. The only big of this, you don't got to go to class. That's what they tell me. So I'm just blessed to be able to go to a school like Alabama with Coach Saban. He harp on us on everything we need to do about discipline, and he just makes sure we, the men off the field and on the field, and just going from a big-time program like that who have NFL aspects and NFL qualities and, like, the GMs and stuff, like, being ran, they program just like our program get ran. So just going from that level to that level, it should be, like, an easy transition or easier than other guys coming from other schools, like guys who get drafted in the first round from D2 schools or lower level D1 schools.
Sure.
It may be a huge jump for them. But me coming from an NFL background, college, like I came from, it's going to be a huge
asset. It's going to be, going to help you guys out. You have your own superstar quarterback who's going to be in the NFL after next season, Tua. You played against Kyler Murray. Can you talk? He's probably going to go first overall to the Cardinals. That's what everybody's thinking right now, and it seems like that's going to happen. Can you elaborate and give our listeners a feel for his game speed? Obviously, his height has been a real issue. What's it like playing against Kyler Murray?
Man, he's fast, man. He's out of this world speed, game speed, out of this world, man. He's a great player, man. He can throw the ball, he can make the great throws, and he can run the offense. But there's a lot of stuff that I watched and I've seen as I played against that he can work on, and there's a lot of stuff I can work on. So just to play against him and know him is a great guy, and just to see all the benefits that he's been working on is paying off in the end. So whenever you see a great player like that and you're a great player, you have to recognize game and always do your props to that person.
That's what all these future draftees tell me. They're like, I got to recognize game. You know, when they saw footage when I was playing in the street back in the day. They're like, this, we can't contain this guy. That's what they used to say about me, Quinnen. Hey, by the way, is he faster than Tua? Who's the better athlete? I'm going to put you on the spot. Your guy or Kyler Murray?
Oh, I'm going to go with my guy every time.
There you go. That's what you got to say that. I love it. All right.
I'm going to go with my guy every time.
All right. Well, listen, Quinnen, I can't overstate it enough, man. You are among the best prospects I've ever seen, and I don't throw that around loosely, man. So enjoy the process, stay in shape as you will. And by the way, my Jets are picking 3, and there's a good chance you might be on my Jets. So if you are, we'll be talking a lot down the road. And if not, no matter where you go, enjoy the process. God bless. You've earned this big time, no doubt.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Quinnen Williams, beast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.